Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. In 1953, Hall of Famer Ernie Banks came to the Chicago Cubs from the Negro League's Kansas City Monarchs upon the recommendation of Hall of Famer Buck O'Neill. Banks' double play partner Gene Baker and Pittsburgh Courier sports writer Wendell Smith helped Ernie with his transition to the National League. Ernie Banks tells us about his first days in the National League, as well as other stories in his baseball memory.
When I first arrived from the Kansas City Monarchs, got to Wrigley Field, ran into my friend Gene Baker, who played for the Los Angeles Angels, and I looked at Wrigley Field, and I said to myself, what's the big deal here? And the reason is, I enjoyed playing for the Kansas City Monarchs. I mean, the guy, we'd ride in the bus, eating sardines, peanut butter and jelly, and talking and having fun, and being around Buck O'Neill, who I really adored and loved, and it was a great joy in my life. But when I came to the majors, it was a, you know, big adjustment, and everybody a little bit more serious. Unfortunately, my cousin won a 10-game losing streak, and it was a whole different atmosphere, a whole different culture. So being with Gene Baker, who had played in the minor leagues for the Cubs and had much more experience than I had, kind of took me under his wings and, you know, shared some of the things I needed to know. And another young man named Wendell Smith was a writer here in Chicago that kind of came along, and it kind of walked me through the process. This is what it is. This is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. Jackie Robinson told me in the beginning, if you listen, you'll learn a lot. I mean, just don't talk a lot, just go play. And in other words, I got a lot of good experience from a lot of good people that I really admired and respected. And I began to learn how to fit in with playing in the major league. It's a different culture, different kind of people, changing managers, changing coaches. A lot of changes there that you have to kind of deal with. Overall, playing professional sports in America is a wonderful privilege. I wish every young man and young lady would have a chance, would like to have a chance, not only to play baseball, to get involved in some areas of professional sports.
Ernie, what about the first game that you played in the big leagues? Who'd you face, and what was it like for you?
Well, my first game was against Philadelphia. I made an error. We got beat 16-3, I believe, and it was a little bit different. The game was a little slow and a little bit lethargic. I kind of expect a little bit more movement and joy and fun, but it wasn't there.
500 was off of Pat Jarvis, and I remember you told me the Twins were waiting for you to hit it. But what was number one? Who'd you hit the first one off of?
Number one was off of Jerry Staley. He pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals. I didn't hit a home run with the Kansas City Monarchs. It was like kind of embarrassing somewhat. You hit a home run, you run around the bases, everybody watching you. Get in the dugout, your teammates are there. Some like it, some don't. It's just hard to get used to all of that, you know, because you build up being a starfish. And when you build up being a starfish, you're in the spotlight a lot, and you have to learn how to share the spotlight. I learned that a long time ago from Jackie Robinson, Satchel Paige, all the guys I've been around, my dad. You know, when you have a lot of things coming your way, then you get a lot of attention. And when you get a lot of attention, you have a lot of people going to be very envious of you, so you got to learn how to deal with all of that.
Ernie Banks played 19 seasons for the Chicago Cubs, hitting 512 homers, with number 500 coming against Atlanta's Pat Jarvis in 1970. Banks, an 11-time All-Star, played 1,259 games at short, as well as 1,125 games at first for the Cubs. Banks retired after the 1971 season with a lifetime mark of 273 and 2,583 hits. Known as Mr. Cub, he still brings warmth to the game of baseball. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.